جزاكم الله خيرا. This was a poem written by a graduate of our madrasa, Maulana Junaid Makda Sahib, in which he is questioning the listener and the reader that has that time not come in your life when you change and turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you leave your life of sins and following the path of shaitan. Most definitely, my dear brothers, my young friends, that time has come in our lives. As I mentioned before, we cannot delay until tomorrow, because tomorrow could never come. Kal na aaye kabhi aur na aayegi kal. Kal na aaye kabhi aur na aayegi kal. Kal to kya ek pal ka bharosa nahi. The poet, he says that tomorrow may never come. You cannot guarantee to live even for a second tomorrow. So we cannot delay for our old age. We cannot delay for the time we go for Hajj. We cannot delay for a certain moment in our lives. The time for us to change is today. And when we come close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, most definitely we will find peace at heart. Most definitely we will find solace. And all these things, these pleasures that we see around us, they are an illusion from shaitan. So when we come and make that effort to come towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will give us that peace and contentment that we are looking for. Inshallah, now moving on for our first lecture of today, I would like to call upon Maulana Muhammad Ali Sahib, who is a graduate of our madrasa. He graduated in the year 2004 in the second Jamaat and group which graduated from our madrasa. And he was in Leicester for some time and then he moved back to London. And mashallah, for a number of years now, he has established an academy there by the name of At-Taqwa Academy under the patronage of our respected Sheikh Hafidhahullah. And this academy is in its initial stages, but inshallah it is moving forward. Make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He accepts His khidmat, His services to deen, and grant Him barakah in His ilm and amal. So I request Maulana to come forward and enlighten us with His words of advice.
Nahmaduhu wa nusalli wa nusallimu ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani ar-rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات سيجعل لهم الرحمن ودا وعن أبي حريرة رضي الله تعالى عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إذا أحب الله تعالى الأبد نادى جبريل إن الله تعالى يحب فلانا فأحببه فيحبه جبريل فينادي في أهل السماء إن الله يحب فلانا فأحبوه فيحبه أهل السماء ثم يوضع له القبول في الأرض أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا. Most honorable elders, respected brothers, young friends, and respected listeners listening via the internet or the receiver, I greet each and every one of you with the greetings of Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. The state of the Muslim Ummah at present is a sorry state. we look into our individual lives, into our collective lives. We look towards the beloved Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but we find nothing but pain, sorrow, hurt, and suffering. The verse which I recited before you is from Surah Maryam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us one of the solutions to come out of this pity state of ours. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, indeed those people who believe, وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, and do works of righteousness, سَيَجْعَلُ لَكُمُ الرَّحْمَانُ وُدَّا, soon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bestow for them love. The hadith which I had the honor of reciting before you is one of those ahadith which I myself and brothers who attend the programs of my honorable Sheikh and teacher of hadith, Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Salim Dorat, Hafizahullah Ta'ala, hear time and again. And this hadith holds the solution to all of our problems. Ibn Kathir, Rahimahullah Ta'ala, under this verse which I have just recited before you, mentions this hadith. The hadith translates as follows, that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves an individual, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls out to Jibreel alayhi salam, saying to him that indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves so and so, hence you love him also. It says that Jibreel alayhi salam starts to love this individual. And thereafter, Jibreel alayhi salam announces to the inhabitants of the heaven that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves so and so. So it says that the inhabitants of the heavens also start to love that individual. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves that individual. Jibreel, the leader of all the malaika, he loves this individual. Thereafter, all the inhabitants of the heavens, the malaika, also love this individual. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed us, ثُمَّ يُوضَعُ لَهُ الْقُبُولُ فِي الْأَرْضِ. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants this individual acceptance in the hearts of the inhabitants of the earth. So the ones in the heavens love him, and the ones on the earth also love him.
He is accepted by all. In another hadith, which is mentioned by Imam Muslim in his Sahih, there is an addition to this hadith, wherein it is mentioned that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes displeased with an individual, He says to Jibreel, Inni ubghidhu fulanan, I have become displeased with this individual. So you also become displeased with him. So Jibreel becomes displeased with this individual. And then he announces to the inhabitants of the heavens that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is displeased with this individual. Hence all of you also become displeased with this individual. The inhabitants of the heavens are displeased with him. And thereafter, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, ثُمَّ تُوْدَعُ لَهُ الْبَغْضَاءُ فِي الْأَرْضِ أو كَمَا قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. Thereafter, the hatred, the enmity of this individual is placed into the hearts of the inhabitants of this earth. So the ones in the heavens are upset with him, and the ones on the earth are also upset with him. In this hadith, it does not mention what makes Allah happy and what displeases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But before I share these qualities with you, which are those qualities which makes an individual beloved to Allah, and which are those evil traits which become a means of displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we need to understand what is the meaning of the love of Allah. Because love, it's a feeling, an emotion. And it is our belief that Allah and the angels are free from emotions. So what does it mean when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves an individual? Imam Abu al-Qasim al-Qushayri rahimahullah states that the meaning of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to do good to an individual, He favors him with a certain ni'mah, with a bounty. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is expressing His love by giving an individual a certain ni'mah. Another explanation, what Imam Abu al-Qasim al-Qushayri rahimahullah gives in regards to the love of Allah is, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves an individual, then He immerses that individual with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala up to such an extent that his external and his internal become totally in confirmation with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He becomes an embodiment of the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in order to substantiate the saying of his, he quotes the verse, Inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mamati lillahi rabbil alameen. Indeed, my prayer and my sacrifice and my entire life and my death, they are all for the sake of Allah who is the Lord of the world. This becomes the condition of that individual when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves him. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes displeased with someone, then that individual is immersed in those evil traits whereby he becomes rejected by the inhabitants of the heavens and the inhabitants of the earth. In regard to the love of the angels, Mullah Ali Qari rahimahullah states that the meaning of the angels loving an individual is that when that announcement is made by Jibreel to the angels to love an individual, it means that the angels, they start to make istighfar for this individual. And they start to talk of him in a lofty way. And another quote from Mullah Ali Qari rahimahullah in regards to the angels loving an individual is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants the angels this yearning to meet this individual. So they are constantly remembering this individual until he passes away and the angels are ready to meet him. So this is the manifestation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's love for an individual and the manifestation of the love of the malaika for an individual. The question arises, how does a person become the beloved of Allah? What does he need to do in order for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to love him? And to make that announcement. When we study the Quran and the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we come across many commands. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explicitly talks about certain individuals who hold certain qualities, and due to those qualities, they become the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states for those whom He loves, time and again in the Quran, time does not permit me, but I will just mention one or two qualities, and inshallah the rest we can learn from our honorable ulama in our localities. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves the muhsineen. So one quality if we adopt, then we will become eligible for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we become eligible for the love of Allah, then we will also become the eligible for the love of Jibreel, and in turn the angels, and in turn the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So who are the muhsineen? Who are these muhsineen that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves? The ulama have differed in their opinions. But the result is one. Ibn Kathir, rahimahullah, states that the muhsin is that individual who has two qualities. Number one, whatever he does in his life, he does it solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is sincere. There is no ulterior motives. He only carries out that action to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the second quality of the muhsin is, whatever he does it according to the legislation of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He follows the commands of Allah and he follows the commands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So ikhlas is there and ittiba'i shariyat is there. Ibn Kathir rahimahullah states that such a person is known as a muhsin. In one particular verse of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to Ibrahim alayhi salam as his close and intimate friend. And prior to mentioning this friendship of Ibrahim alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions these two qualities. One is ikhlas And the other is that وَهُوَ مُحْسِن. That he is a muhsin. Ibrahim alayhi salam did not do anything except for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he did not do anything according to his own whims and desires. He only did that what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructed him. This is one explanation of ihsan and a person being a muhsin. The great son of Deoband, one of the great sons of Deoband, Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahimahullah, writes in his Ma'ariful Quran, explaining this verse, that Ihsan and Muhsineen, there are those people who, number one, they have the quality of Ihsan, which has been mentioned in the hadith of Jibreel alayhi salam. When it was asked that what is Ihsan, the reply was given that you should worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as you are seeing Him. As you are seeing Him. And if you can't attain this state, then definitely know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is seeing you. So Ihsan in ibadat, Ihsan in worship, is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with this in mind. And then there is Ihsan in Mu'amalat. There is Ihsan in dealings. And Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahimahullah quotes the hadith, لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب لأخي ما يحب لنفسه. That none of you is a true believer. None of you has perfected his faith until he does not wish for his brother what he wishes for himself. When we put these opinions of our respected ulama together, the gist is one. And that is that sincerity should be in each and every one of our actions. And we should follow the Sharia in all of our matters. Such people are known as the Muhsineen. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves such individuals. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ التَّوَّابِينَ وَيُحِبُّ الْمُتَطَحِّرِينَ. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those who seek forgiveness. And He loves those who stay pure and clean. In this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has talked about two types of impurity. The internal purity, which is cleansed through tawbah. And the external purity, which is removed through the rules and injunctions of tahara. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُتَوَكِّلِينَ. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those who place their trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there are many commands like this in the Quran. It is for us to adopt the company of the ulama and try to find out what are those noble qualities whereby I can become beloved in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and accepted by the people. And then there are those actions, those evil traits. If an individual carries them out, he becomes despicable in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And again for that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the words, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْخَائِنِينَ. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not love those people who betray. He does not love the betrayers. Ibn Kathir rahimahullah, under this verse, has mentioned an incident. He says that Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu had a treaty in the Roman land. And as the treaty was coming to an end, Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu instructed the Muslim army to come close to the border so that as soon as the treaty ceases, then they could attack. It says that as this army was advancing, a person could be seen coming on the horse, crying out these words, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wafa'an la ghadran, wafa'an la ghadran. Allah is the greatest, Allah is the greatest. Be honest and do not betray. Be honest and do not betray. Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala who summoned this individual, it was none other than the honorable companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Amr ibn Anbasah radiallahu ta'ala an. And he mentioned the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we have been instructed not to betray when we make treaties and pacts with others. He said straight away, Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu pulled back the army. Because they knew that without following the Sharia, we can never ever be successful. And there are many verses in the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ مَنْ كَانَ خَوَّانًا أَثِيبًا and so forth. Each and every one of us wants this in our lives, that we become beloved to Allah and we become beloved to each and every individual. Everyone wants this, that the inhabitants of the heavens love us and the inhabitants of the earth love us. In a nutshell, we need to follow the commands of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If we do this, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as it mentioned in the hadith, if Allah ta'ala grants us acceptance, then people will flock towards us as they flock towards the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een. Allah ta'ala had placed acceptance for them. And because we have left the commands of Allah and His Rasul, enmity and rejection has been placed for us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant each and every one of us the tawfiq to be from amongst those who are from amongst the accepted ones. And may Allah ta'ala protect each and every one of us from being amongst those who are the rejected ones. That which was correct was from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, and that which was incorrect was from myself and Shaykh.